You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, October 1st show. It's a great day to talk money. That's why I'm here with you and what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, and build a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can always call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or go online to themoneyhour.com. And right now in studio, I have Andy Landis, nationally known author, speaker, and my go-to guy on everything, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Andy, thank you so much for coming back in studio.
Thank you, Tina. Great to be here.
And our topic today?
Social Security checkup time for younger workers.
So if you're young, you definitely want to stay tuned in and listen to my conversation.
You'll be surprised.
You will be surprised. And a little bit about Andy. Andy Landis is one of nationally foremost authorities on Social Security and Medicaid. As a nationally known author, speaker, and consultant, Andy is an author of the best-selling book, Social Security, The Inside Story, called the Social Security Bible, and available on Amazon. He is a regular blogger for Wall Street Journal, Market Watch site. He's appeared on TV, Fox Business News, and PBS, and is a frequent guest on radio, including my show, The Money Hour. Andy's background includes working at the Social Security Administration, AARP, Boeing, and his own practice, Thinking Retirement. Andy lives in Seattle with Kay and Cody, his dog. So, Andy, what does a typical Xer or millennial think when they look at their pay stub?
Well, first, you're probably really happy to have a job and a pay stub, which
That's
is pretty
true.
Cool. You might want to frame that thing. But then you start looking at the deductions and you go, hey, where'd all my money go? Especially when you see that big FICA deduction, Tina.
Mm-hmm. And so what do the younger workers think about when you're talking with younger people? What are they thinking about Social Security?
Well, mostly they don't at all. I mean, I didn't when I was that age, right? If they do think about it, they're thinking, what a waste. Give me back my money. I'll do better with it. And, of course, the famous, it's not going to be there for me. So you hear that all the time from younger workers.
So, Andy, are these generations unique in their attitude? Is something new happening here or?
Just the opposite. Man, I've been around Social Security for 39 years, which I'm starting to realize is over a third of a century. And I've watched generation after generation go through this same pattern. Mm-hmm. And it goes something like this, all the way back to when I was a boomer. In your 20s and 30s, you hate the Social Security because they're taking money out of your paycheck. And in your 40s and 50s, you start to get a little curious about it. Maybe you hear somebody that's getting Social Security or you look at what your parents are going through. And then in your 60s, it's like you flip over and it's like, this is a totally vital program and I can't retire without it. So, And one more note, that last reaction really hits home for younger people if they face something horrible like disability or death. Then it's like it's a really vital program.
So how do you answer the question, what's in it for me? The WIFM.
The WIFM question. I think of Social Security as paycheck insurance. You pay your premium with your payroll deductions, and then that buys you a complete package of worker benefits like you'd expect from a big employer. Retirement benefits, disability, life, health insurance. And then if your paycheck stops for one of three reasons, retirement, disability, or death, heaven forbid, that's when Social Security pays you back. And that package of retirement, disability, life, and health is the foundation of everything you do financially. Mm-hmm. Everything else is built on top of that.
So, Andy, why should people care?
Well, it sounds remote when you're a younger worker, but I've worked with thousands of young people where disaster does strike, and then the Social Security becomes absolutely the most important thing in their life. Because stuff happens. You never know when you're going to need it. In fact, Social Security says if you take 100 workers at age 21 and you track them all the way through their career up to retirement age, over those years, 30 of them will be disabled and 20 of them will die.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So all of the disability and survivor benefits are aimed at younger workers if something happens to a younger person. We're not talking about retirement.
Yeah.
We're talking about stuff that happens to you during your career. So I hate to bring it up, but just imagine the worst. Suppose something happens to you, What if you're sick and you can't get to work for a year or more? How are you going to pay your bills? Or if you have kids, heaven forbid, but how are they going to get by if you're sick or injured or you pass away? So I've talked to, like I said, thousands of people in exactly those situations in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s. And I can tell you, Social Security really works to take away some of the pain when those horrible things happen.
I would say prepare for the worst, just focus on the best.
I agree, absolutely.
So let's talk about the cost and how good of a deal this is.
Well, if you include the Social Security and Medicare together, it's 7.65% of your paycheck.
Okay.
With a match from your employer, which you who gets 100% match on their employee benefits?
Yes.
That's crazy. So for the average worker, that's about $3,300. Sounds like a lot. Plus a match from the employer. But if you just look at the retirement benefit alone, mm-hmm. let's say you're retirement age and you have a non-working spouse, you'd have to save $750,000 to match what Social Security is going to pay that couple.
Wow.
It's a stretch. I mean, that's pretty cool. But that doesn't even count the disability life and health insurance that you're also buying. So I'd say you're definitely getting your money's worth when you look at the whole package. It's an awesome insurance deal. I've worked in a private benefits department, and I've talked to a lot of insurance people, and I don't think there's any way that you could duplicate that same package in the private sector.
Agreed. So, Andy, a lot of younger people are asking, is Social Security going to be around? Aren't they going to be broke? How do you answer that question?
Yeah, remember that thing a few years ago where young people thought they were more likely to see a UFO than a Social Security check?
Missed that one.
Yeah, pretty cool. So it's a lot better than that. It's a lot better than what you've heard from the general media. For one thing, Social Security is still running a surplus. It was $23 billion last year.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still running in the black. And they can pay all the benefits that are due through 2034. Which sounds pretty far away, but it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
So if Congress does nothing between now and then, which is possible, then there would be an automatic 21% cut in Social Security. It wouldn't go away. It would just be cut.
So if you 21%. Look at a worst-case scenario, 21%, it's not that bad, people think.
Yeah, it's not like there's not going to be anything there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really the challenge for younger workers right now is how are you going to fill that 21% gap?
Uh-huh.
How much are they willing to pay in taxes or cut from benefits to fill the gap? And the question comes down to what do you want Social Security to do for your generation going forward?
Yeah.
Every generation has had to answer that question all the way back to the 1930s. You know, what do we want it to do?
Yeah.
And they've modified it for each generation. So that's the challenge coming up.
So, Andy, how is Social Security different from other worker benefits, especially when we're talking about retirement plans?
Really different. For
okay.
one thing, only about 50% of jobs have any retirement plan, including 401ks and that kind of thing. Pensions are pretty much gone. Savings plans like 401ks and 403bs haven't really panned out.
Mm-hmm.
They're complicated. There's too many things that can go wrong, like people don't save enough, which is classic. They invest poorly or the market goes south, no fault of theirs. Investing rules mean sometimes you can't take that 401k money with you to the next job.
Yeah.
So by contrast, Social Security is totally simple. It's all automatic. It's totally portable to 95% of jobs in the U.S. And it generates something that's totally understandable, a monthly check for the rest of your life. So it's just so much simpler than your typical worker package from an employer.
So, Andy, on what we've talked about so far, can you summarize this for my listeners?
Yeah, probably one key thing I said was that Social Security is the foundation of everything else you do. It doesn't matter whether you're doing estate planning, life insurance, disability planning, any of that starts off with your Social Security. So, obviously, if this is your money, you owe it to yourself and your family to learn what it can do and what you can do to build on that foundation, working with people like your guests.
There you go. Andy, anything new happening with Social Security that you want to share with my listeners?
No, probably it goes back to the same old message that we all need to look at our Social Security records at ssa.gov/myaccount. Set up your own account just like you do at a bank or an investment house and make sure you know what it's doing for you. So that's ssa.gov/myaccount.
Okay. Andy, what about some myths out there that we can clear up for listeners? What's the biggest myth that you hear?
biggest one, especially for people approaching retirement, mm-hmm. is Social Security is based on your last 5 or 10 years. You hear 10 years all the time. Social Security is based on my best 10 years. It's not. It's based on your best 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And younger workers need to know that because it's based on your average income throughout your career. So taking a few years off, not a big deal. Taking 20 years off and then reentering the workforce, there's no way you're going to get a full high Social Security payment. So that's very common. It's not based on 10 years. It's based on 35 years of work. Let's see, another big myth.
And you always talk about really preparing and planning on when you're actually going to start drawing from Social Security, because there's some pretty hefty, substantial financial implications if you draw too early or you're not strategizing on when to do that.
If you take, you can take the retirement payment as early as 62. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that's the most common filing date is age 62. That's where you get the least Social Security over your lifetime. All you got to do is live to average life expectancy or more, and you'll get much more money by waiting till 66 or 70. So basically, take it early. You're betting you're going to die early.
Yeah.
Now, I understand. If you need the money, you need the money. Absolutely. But if you can delay it with a little bit of part-time work or something, draw from your savings a little bit, you're going to come out money ahead. So do some planning around that.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So what about a biggest mistake that you can help my listeners avoid?
Couple ideas. One is taking it too early, like we just said.
Yes.
One is not planning ahead by not getting your Social Security statement at ssa.gov/myaccount. This is going to sound screwy, but especially for younger workers, I hear about this all the time. Oh, my husband died 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We have kids. I never knew we could get Social Security.
Yeah.
And now you've kissed away 3 years of benefits.
Wow.
Tens of thousands of dollars. So don't ignore it. If you know anybody that goes through a major disability or, heaven forbid, a death in the family, mm-hmm. especially if there's kids involved, send them to Social Security and see if there's some money there.
Yeah.
I hate to hear, families come in years later. And, they can go back 6 months. That's it.
Yeah.
So.
Not a lot of time to recover a mistake a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
So, Andy, as I wrap up my time here with you, I'd like you to call to action for your book. Can you tell them what it is and where to pick it up at?
Again, the book is Social Security, The Inside Story. And it's called The Bible of Social Security. It's not as hard to read as the Bible. basically, a full guided tour through the entire Social Security system, whether you're facing a disability in your family, a regular retirement payment, whatever it might be. And it's best place to get it is Amazon. They have a real good price on it. So Social Security, The Inside Story by Andy Landis.
Wonderful. Andy, thank you again so much for joining me in studio. Appreciate your wealth of information.
Love being here. Thank you.
Coming up next on Money Hour, are you concerned about taxpayer identity theft? How do you protect yourself? My next guest, Greg Nunn with Gregory S. Nunn & Company, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.